music.com, organized by Shane Morris, and many other people who help out. We have 12 minutes before the broadcast actually begins. But I'm starting the recording early. Why not? I'll tell you a little something about what you're listening to. This is, I'm told it's an additive ambient synth. All I know is I use the inverse fast Fourier transform of the Chuck programming language to create these sounds. Excuse me. And then I added some motion control using oscillator and the Wiimotes. Sounds like a good name for a band, huh? Oscillator and the Wiimotes. We've had a wonderful day. We really have. I awoke this morning, and I slept through a lot of the performances, but I know they sunk into my mind as I slept and played them on my guitar amplifier. All day long. Feel refreshed and happy and healthy and good to be among friends. So, three cheers for that. Interestingly, much of the music today was along the similar lines. Different ways of making beautiful synthy type sounds, synthesizer like sounds. Some people have synthesizers, some people use soft synths, some people write programs like I do. And it all adds up to wonderful music. What I've done is I've used the power of Chuck and Oscillator to make a Wiimote control program. The left hand changes the parameters. I'm waving the left hand around now. Changes the parameters of the source, which is the IFFT program, purely synthetic electronic music. And the right hand controls what I call a transmogrifier. Someone's at my door, hold on. I'm performing. Thank you. Don't mean to be temperamental, but I'm in a hospital and the nurse just brought me my meds. So I'll take them. I didn't mean to be short with her, that wasn't very nice of me. Thank you. just doing her job. I also have a fade out button and a turn back on button. And I added a fun little feature, a phaser from Cassin Oud of the Netherlands. Of what I prepared for you today. It's a Chuck program called Ambient 4. It is 268 lines long, 267. Mix, a class called Spacey, a class called Phaser, and a class called Triangulator. Setting up my electronics lab again, I had to give it up to move to Texas because the stuff wouldn't fit in the back of my buddy's SUV. We had a real fly-by-night operation. God rest his soul, he's passed away now. I thank the Lord. that I had a chance to hang out with the guy and be his friend for about a month and a half before he passed away. So I'm getting some new parts, new test equipment, all kind of stuff like that. And I'm also getting a Blue Yeti microphone. You'll hear my real voice instead of this squeaky version of me, with all the bass intact. It has four patterns: cartoid, stereo, bidirectional, and omni. Can't think of anything else I'd want in a microphone. It's a USB mic. With the tax and the shipping, no, there was free shipping, but there's an I bought the maintenance plan for 2 years. It comes to a little under $200, but it'll be worth it, because I don't need a mixer, and it captures the voice and directly converts it to audio. I mean, to digitized audio. And everything stays digital inside the computer until it reaches your ear through the network and all that stuff. Okay, time for the show. Performances all day long from some good friends, old friends, new friends, people I hardly know, some innovative stuff, some original stuff. I'd like to compliment Dr. Steve for being, in my opinion, the most improved performer of the year. Just like myself, started from a complete amateur standpoint and became a pretty good amateur as far as performing goes. And I'd like to thank Shane Morris for organizing the event, and also all the switchers who make it possible for us to bring you this music. attitude. It's me waving some Wiimotes around. I see some confusion in the chat room. I'm told I'm on air now. I thought I was on air. What's going on? It's chaos and mayhem as usual. You gotta love amateur radio. I was also impressed with YLLA, Ela, I don't know how you pronounce that. With his ceremony of pacifying himself after healing himself, his healing ceremony. After a stressful automobile accident that totaled his car but left him unscathed, except emotionally. Nice job, Wyla, however you say your name. I missed a lot of the performances because I was sleeping today. But it soaked into my mind as I let it play. Oh, Jack Hertz is telling me to flail. Well, this one doesn't really flail. Flails a little. Spring solstice, another season brought to us by the universe and the good Lord, if you'll pardon my chosen religion. I thank God for every day I have. Some of you know me from 2007, when I stumbled across the Chuck Forum and got my introduction to electromusic.com. I was quite a messed up piece of person back then. Making music, telling my story on the Paranoid Schizophrenia album, healed me. The response of the people, their enjoyment of the work that I did, the thousands of downloads of my albums from people I don't even know who listened to what I had to say. Was like being bathed in a cool stream of healing energy. Now I'm a lot saner, whole, more whole person. Stefan. Yeah, the universe is pretty cool. Most improved Steve. Hooray for the universe. Long live the universe. Steve, I won't choke. Good friends and good times. This is the stuff you remember. Amazed me was the ocean. I mean, you look at a glass of water or a swimming pool, and you can kind of comprehend that much water. But the ocean, so vast, all those creature whales, little bitty plankton. Good night, Rob. Sleep well, my friend. Dougster, we shall remember you. Stay with us as long as you can. Comprehend the vastness of the universe. To me, I say it's God's creation, that the Big Bang was the word speaking the universe into existence, but you can believe what you will. Everything from string theory up through atoms and molecules and little creatures to us, and then cities, countries, continents, the planet, the vastness of space, the moon, the solar system, the sun. That's just a speck. Who am I, Carl Sagan? That's just a speck. The universe is so incredibly vast. You marvel at its creation. And here we are, traveling around on that planet, which is spinning around the sun and itself, forming the seasons that we celebrate today, the spring solstice. Listen to me now, this is the last time you'll hear me on this cheap Logitech mic that has served me so well. I've ordered a Blue Yeti microphone. It'll capture the voice with all its weirdness, with pristine quality. Steve, we are but motes, emoting as we swim through the ectoplasm of the universe. Stefan, but awesome motes. MT Vic joking about Carl Sagan. Rest his soul. Mention the universe from its small scale to its large scale, and everything in between, as God's creation, because, according to the Bible, we're made in His image, and as creators, we get to experience that same creative force. As musicians, as people who create electronics and music, all those sparks of inspiration, all the solder fumes and technical details that we relish in. Feel of a printed circuit board as you spin it around in your fingers, imagining all the way cool sounds you're going to get out of it. Some of us do designing, others of us become master builders, some of us just perform. Just. There's a whole art in every aspect of it. ElectroMusic.com informs the glue that holds us together. It's not just a website, it's a community of loving people who care about each other. I'm in a home. in this community. We mourn when one of us passes, which happened this Christmas, New Year's. We celebrate when a new member comes into this world, which is about to happen. Shame, Les has the coolest Wii remotes in the world. Tell us the story, Les, says Sonic. What story do you want to hear? Tell me what story to tell in our final 10 minutes. Same old story I've been saying. I should have put more into this program. I'm running out of sound. It's usually a jam. A lot more sounds. There's people who build guitars. Can you imagine building a guitar from scratch? Story? Come and listen to a story about a man named Shane. No, I'm not gonna go into that one. Jack Hertz is sniffing glue again. Story is, you know the saying, you gotta, from the song, gotta go through hell before you get to heaven? Well, that's kind of the story of my life. And I did go through hell. It left me a broken up, angry, bitter person. And then I found electric music. I already told you a little bit about that. The turning moment, the real turning moment for me was the song, My Secret Weapon, which received high praise from my peers for its genuine sincerity and the angry madness that had taken over my life. I had gotten to the point that I was so angry at society that I was using my talents to create weapons to stun life. And slowly, through the process of making music, making friends, and being accepted, I healed, and I changed as a person, and now I'm happy pretty much every day. I get down from time to time. I was down the other day. But my friends picked me back up again, and it's such a joy to be part of this community. Thank you. doing the windshield wipers. Now I'm doing the airport controller. Sure to tune in for our regular shows. You can see them listed on the website. They change from time to time. I gotta tell you, my favorite show of the whole lineup is Edison's Electronic Review. Paul, shame on him, stole that show concept from me. No, it's an old show concept. It was just playing music and announcing it and talking about the history behind it and all that good stuff. And I started doing some shows like that in a very poor, unprofessional way. And then Paul took it over and turned it into something really professional and excellent. And it's a joy to listen to it. Keep up on all the new music that's out there. Well, some of it, there's so much. Whatever gets to us. I think it was Paul who started saying, "See you on the other side." So meaningful, because as we do a music piece, in the beginning it's like a birth, and in the end it's like a death, but we go on, just as in real life, we're born and we die and then we live forever. So while we're celebrating the universe, let's celebrate eternity too. Because I don't know about you, but I plan on sticking around. Shane gone the song. Steve gone the song. I remember the gong show, says Steve. Yeah, the game show. It was the game show. It was a combination of Name That Tune and The Gong Show. What a lot of fun we've had over the years. And there's lots more years to go. Many more of these performances. Good times to be had. So thank you all. Oh no, the plowns are taking over the chat room again. That was Scott's contribution. Jovian Pikes, I think he's called. With his fascination for the planet Jupiter. Mature adult silliness came up with the clones, and they've taken over the chat room. say. Tell us a poem, Les, says Sonic. A poem? Well, once upon a time, in a land called Electro Music, there was a chat room. And it was filled with people from every walk of life. Jokes about vodka. I don't drink vodka anymore. I don't drink anymore at all. Although I could be tempted into it a little bit once in a while. And in this community were a bunch of really cool people who did a show, and now it's over. So in our final moment, final minute, I'll just say goodnight. Goodnight and goodbye, everybody. See you on the other side. This is the other side. It's good to be here.